Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County Relay for Life events team leader is our Tori Riley joining us now. So thank you very much, Tori, for coming on.
Thank you for asking me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, hey, big news. Green County Relay for Life coming back a little bit more full in person than the past 2 years. Tori, tell us about this year's event.
Well, we are very, very excited about this year's event. Like so many things, it's coming back new but different. We're happy to get back into it. Nationally, Relay for Life has been stripped down. It is a smaller event than it was in the days when you walked a track all night long. And this is coming from American Cancer Society that we're not doing those events anymore. We have our 2022 Relay for Life of Green County slated for Tuesday, July 26th. It's a shorter event going as a companion event to the farmers market. Not competing, but a companion event. We're hoping to build up both events. We will be that evening starting at 4 o'clock, running till about 6:30. We will be on the southeast corner of the courthouse lawn. Also in Thomas Jefferson Gardens and at the Historical Museum. So we're utilizing lots of downtown resources.
And aside from that, Tori, just give us a little bit of the details of how you start out the event, and then just kind of walk us through the timelines.
Well, this event will start with our survivor celebration and recognition at the museum starting at 4 o'clock that afternoon. We'll have a small reception that's being hosted by Green County Medical Center. We'll take the survivor photo there at the museum in the air conditioning to keep people comfortable. And then we will go over to the Thomas Jefferson Gardens, and our survivor lap will be a walk around the garden path, so not a long walk, but still enough room for loved ones and other important people to you to gather around and celebrate survivorship, celebrate the caregivers who may be walking with you. So that will be 4:15-ish. We hope to be over at the gardens doing that.
Why bring that aspect back? And it's been absent for the last 2 years. Why bring that aspect back?
Relay for Life from the American Cancer Society has three main components, and these are requirements of a Relay for Life. And that is that we celebrate and we remember and we fight back. Per American Cancer Society, they did not want us inviting survivors and people, because a survivor may still be in treatment. Mm-hmm. You become a cancer survivor the day you get that diagnosis, you are surviving cancer. So it was their suggestion that we not congregate survivors. So that is a very important part to us. We're also doing the luminarias, which is another way that we celebrate and remember. Obviously, it's a daylight thing. They will not be bags with candles in them, but they will be garden stakes that will be labeled as in memory of or in honor of. And those are available at www.relayforlife.com/Green County, Iowa. You can get those either ahead or get them that day, and they will be lining that path that the survivors walk on.
Well, now, the one aspect that is a traditional thing is that you tend to serve a meal with the Green County Relay for Life event. And that was the only thing that you were able to do the past 2 years. But you're bringing that aspect back, and you're going to feed the masses.
We're going to feed the masses. Hy-Vee and Junkyard Cafe are sponsors on our barbecue. We'll be serving starting at 4:30 until we run out of food. There on the southeast corner of the courthouse lawn, we've got Italian chicken sandwiches and tenderloin as choice, chips, water, cookie. That is a free will donation. And that meal part is part of the fight back, because the way Relay for Life fights back is raising money for a lot of cancer research that has been very beneficial to everyone over the years. Also, patient and caregiver resources and a little bit of advocacy. American Cancer Society has another branch that really focuses on advocacy, but some of the money from Relay for Life does go for advocacy for more research and friendlier legislation to cancer type issues, like bans on smoking in public and those sorts of things.
Now, for the folks that want to get there and maybe listen to some music, do you have some music coming for the show?
We did bring entertainment back. That was a big piece. Yes. In the old style, bigger relays. We've got the Town and Country Band coming to play. They'll play at 5:30 there on the lawn of the courthouse. I've already checked out what the shade looks like at 5:30 in the afternoon, and it will be shady. It will be pleasant. Town and Country Band is always happy to come play for an audience. So we hope there again, donations will go to the American Cancer Society, to our Relay for Life. People who can't be there, for our relay can always take donations to People's Bank here in Jefferson. They're our banker. Just tell the cashier there that it's a donation to Relay for Life, and he or she will be more than happy to take that donation. We also have gone back to sponsors. We've had sponsors every time.
Sure.
But we're kind of beefing that up a little bit. We are already ahead of what we were able to raise last year. We also will be having a silent auction online. Look for that in September. That will be coming after our relay event. So still many ways to contribute to Relay for Life for 2022. We don't close the books till the end of the year.
Now, is there still opportunities for people to sign up a traditional team or a fundraiser of some sort?
Absolutely. Those teams can be signed up at that same website, the Relay for Life of Greene County website, and they can be any time of year, any kind of fundraising. Signing up on the website also gives you a real easy click where you can have a ask for donations sent to all your loved ones and all your neighbors. So it makes it a real easy way to solicit some donations because it really is such an important cause. We want to make it easy for people to participate in. The strides that we've made in cancer early detection and survivor rates on cancer have just been very, very promising, very exciting. And we're just eager to have another opportunity again, finally, to help fund all of that very important work that the American Cancer Society does.
And so, Tori, for those people that, again, just have that itch of doing the kind of the traditional laps, as it were, like you used to have at the community center, will people be able to do that night?
Oh, we've got a custom-made place for that because we've got that lovely level sidewalk all the way around the courthouse square. So we'll be inviting people to walk a lap or two or six around the courthouse.
And obviously, you know, the people that have been familiar with how Greene County Relay for Life has operated for the last 2 years, you just kind of had a drive-through meal, free will donation on that end. People still making their annual donations as they were. Planning for this year's event, Tori, it's obviously a major shift from what you've dealt with the last 2 years and even prior to that when you had your full-on big celebration. What was the planning like, and how were you able to kind of orchestrate getting this year's event put together?
Well, we've had some Zoom meetings, I'll tell you, because our staffer is far from here. Mm. And we are down to a core of very, very dedicated volunteers. And I will say right now, if someone feels compelled to help us fight back against cancer, get a hold of me, talk to anybody you see at the relay, because we are looking for fresh blood, people ready to roll up their sleeves. What we do really is important. So we invite anybody to come help.
And finally, Tori, as we kind of wrap things up, can you give us the pertinent information again about when your event is and just kind of the things that people need to know about?
Survivors, 4 o'clock at the museum. People probably did receive an invitation to that. If you did not, call Greene County Medical Center. They will direct you the right place for that. 4 o'clock for that, followed by the survivor lap at the gardens. Meal starts at 4:30. Town and Country Band plays at 5:30.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program here with Relay Event Leadership Team Chair Tori Riley talking about this year's Greene County Relay for Life main event on Tuesday night. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.